Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily. Happy Friday, everyone. Longtime listeners to this podcast have heard their fair share of stories about retail giants closing their doors. Sears, Toys R Us, Payless, Barney's. And for good reason. 9,000 store locations shut down last year, a massive 60% escalation from the year before. Now, on the surface, you might think this latest news is just one more company succumbing to the retail apocalypse. Bose, the audio company, is shuttering all of its stores in North America, Europe, Japan, and Australia, a total of 119 locations. But wait, this news is different. There's no bankruptcy in sight. The company says it's making this move because audiophiles have made a thorough shift to online shopping. The company was founded in 1964 by Amar Bose, then a professor of electrical engineering at MIT. Bose was unhappy with the stereo quality available on the market and decided to research ways to improve it. The company has remained privately held for its 56-year existence. Amar Bose donated his share of the company to MIT almost 10 years ago. Bose first opened its retail stores in 1993 as a way to show off home theater products and help shoppers choose multi-component stereo systems. You wanted to go into a store and listen to different combinations of turntables, CD players, and speakers. It was important to listen for the perfect balance of bass and treble tuned for your home or your car. But today's customers no longer want to personally test Bose's products, like noise-canceling headphones, Bluetooth earbuds, and smart speakers, the company says. Rather, shoppers are using customer reviews and five-star rating systems as guidance. And no one needs to traipse into a dying mall for that. Bose said it will leave about 130 retail stores open in China and in the United Arab Emirates. It will also continue to welcome shoppers to brick-and-mortar locations in India, Southeast Asia, and Korea. The privately held company didn't disclose how many stores are there. Bose also hasn't said exactly how many people will lose their jobs, but it has promised severance payments and outplacement services to the newly unemployed. According to the Boston Globe, Bose has excelled at its e-commerce strategy. A recent Gartner report said Bose has the third best digital sales strategy in the country after Amazon and Samsung. For those of us who still want to test products ourselves, well, Bose also sells at Best Buy, Target, and Apple stores, where they are up against many, many other tiny digital audio devices, like, for instance, Apple's AirPods. Heard of them? Apple sold 60 million pairs of AirPods last year, more than half of the entire wireless earbuds market, according to the online publication Android Authority. Bose is also up against smart speakers from Amazon and Google, noise-canceling headphones from Shure, and portable speakers from, well, just about everybody. Elegant digital sales strategy or not, Bose will need to continue to push hard to be heard in this increasingly noisy audio marketplace. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. This week's episodes were written, edited, and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant. Emma Cortland is our editor and producer. Our executive producer is Marshall Louie, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. I'm David Brown, and we'll see you next week. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.